Warm 101.3's podcast, the after show. Tony, Christy, Nikki, and Deborah Ross, since we're recording on a Friday morning. And I'd like you to share these podcasts with your friends and any social media thing that you got. Don't matter. So who wants to lead off?
I think you should lead off. Given that this is baseball, you're going to be the leadoff batter.
Okay, there you go. Now, I have a thought. Nikki, do you like baseball?
I love baseball.
All right. I love baseball, but lately it's turned into a really crummy sport. They've ruined it. Because basically, because it's either you get a hit, you get a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. Okay? That's what baseball's turned into. Mm. Okay? Especially if you watch the Yankees. I believe that baseball was better when it wasn't so good. You turn on a game from like 30 years ago, even 50 years ago, and you think it's like the dark ages. If you can get past the weird-looking uniforms, the polyester uniforms and stuff, baseball games took 2.5 hours max.
Right.
Now they're 3.5, 4 hours. Especially now the Yankees and the Red Sox are playing tonight.
Yeah.
That'll be a 4-hour game. Okay? Because what happens is after every pitch, the batter has to step out of the box. He has to adjust his gloves. He's got to adjust his stuff. He's got to do a sign of the cross. He's got to bow to Mecca. He's got to do all this stuff before he gets back in the box.
Yep.
Then the pitcher has to walk off the mound. He's got to, you know, touch his hat. He's got to look at his card in his hand. He's got to look at all this stuff. And it takes, I've counted, you can go get a 3-course meal between pitches. Okay?
Yeah.
It is so freaking boring.
Yes.
Now, I watch a game from, like, I don't know, whenever Ron Guidry was playing, 1979.
Uh-huh.
7 seconds between pitches, okay?
Wow, yeah.
You pitch the ball, catcher threw it back to him, I count to 7, Mississippi, he throws another pitch. That's what why do you got to do all this screwing around?
Right.
Okay, so then there's that. Then there's the shift, okay? They got a right-handed guy up, they put all the people on the left side of the infield, and Casey Stengel used to say, hit them where they ain't. So you should hit the ball to the right side of the infield where there's nobody playing. But no, they don't know how to do that. These are major league players who still don't know how to place their hits. It's like, stop it already. It's boring because it just means you hit a ball up the middle now, which is normally a hit. There's a guy playing there, so it's an out.
Right.
And so that's why games are boring as hell, because you can only score by hitting a home run because you can't catch it in the stands.
So you're saying it's kind of like theater, right? Like it's almost like every single thing has to be choreographed
exactly.
And rehearsed and perfect.
And it's boring as hell.
So do you know
nobody
why?
Nobody steals anymore. Nobody bunts anymore. Nobody does hit and run anymore.
You actually live this, Tony. I don't know if you realize
what?
This. All right. This, you actually live this philosophy with Keys to the Caddy and other kinds of things that you do. Because you aren't, you basically say with pride, we're not rehearsing.
Well,
we're doing this raw. This, we'll see what happens. And that's part of the excitement of being in the band and in part of the excitement of watching your band.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned that. When we first formed the band, we were rehearsing, you know, getting to know each other, all new people, never met before. And one of the guys said, how are we going to end this song? And Reinhardt said, probably different every time. And that's what I love.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we do some songs, of course, you know, exactly, and it's fine. But there are other tunes that we stretch out and we have fun with it and screw around with it. Like, we're doing some songs tonight and the guys are asking me, which version are we doing? I said, well, it's a version by the band called Tedeschi Trucks, but it's not going to be exactly. Just kind of follow me. Just follow me and you'll see where the chords are. Just go, you know, and that's what it is. Sometimes there's a train wreck.
Right.
Okay, but sometimes there's not.
That's entertaining, though, too.
It is. It is entertaining, you know? But, you know, so baseball has gotten so boring. And they're doing it with football, too, okay? I mean, here's the thing. Football has always been more exciting to watch than baseball.
Yep.
But 30, 40 years ago, baseball had just as high ratings as football. Mm. What's happened now is baseball gotten so boring. Football stayed the same, maybe gotten a little more boring, but still exciting.
Yep.
It's, you know, instant replays killing baseball. I mean, I like getting the right call. But then they got to take the time,
right.
And they got to go to the thing, and they got to get the guy from New York to say he's safe or out. Meanwhile, no manager argues with an umpire anymore. You can't get kicked out of a game. I mean, they might argue balls and strikes, and they throw you right out. But I used to love when the manager would run out to the second base. He was safe. He was out. He was safe. And you knew the guy wasn't going to win the argument, but that was part of the game.
It was. Yep.
So,
Tony, you're so sick of all this. You should come to
one
of my boys'
game,
baseball
yes.
games. They got a tournament in Batavia this weekend. Just saying, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, here's the thing. I tried last year, but because of COVID, couldn't. I want to go to, Batavia Mud Dogs?
Muck Dogs.
Muck Dogs,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think the Newark Pilots, are they still playing something?
Yep, I think so.
Double A, are they single A or double A, whatever they are. Those are the games I want to go to.
So forget our children, Nikki.
Right, right. He
yeah, you know what? I've done enough kid games in my life, you know?
He's been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain, I graduated, girls, all right?
Well, we are at Legends Field this weekend, Tony and Oswego, where you can drink alcohol.
Oh, see, that would be a prereq for me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can drink and watch your children.
No way.
Yep.
Get them where they ain't.
Who's driving?
In his orchestra.
Well, I will be driving because I'm not drinking because I don't drink anymore these days.
Oh. But,
yeah. Just because, I don't know. Okay. I'm the DD all the time.
There you go.
Wow, good for you.
All the time, every time. Speaking of my child, I have not mentioned it since earlier this morning.
What?
Yesterday, Jason was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen. Nate was in the kitchen making lunch for himself. By the way, I'm teaching him to become self-sufficient.
Yes.
I mean, it was Hot Pockets, but still, whatever.
Yeah, no.
It almost counts.
Does count.
It wasn't like he was frying up a burger or something.
Oh my goodness.
So all of a sudden we were joking around. I don't know what we were talking about, but Jason goes, "Oh, a girl just dropped a note off on the front porch for you." And I'm like, "Good one, Jay." And then Nate goes, opens the door and brings a note in. I was like, "Oh my God, he's serious." And it was to Nate, and it was in an envelope. And apparently it was like, you know, stickers for lacrosse to put on his helmet.
Yeah.
Was this like from a girl who likes him?
Yeah.
Clearly, I think my son has a girlfriend and he's not telling me.
Or he's not aware of it. That's
yes, there's that, right? Sixth grade boys aren't necessarily aware that they are dating somebody.
Right, he's not aware of it. That's what it comes down to.
So Jason and I are like on the case. So we're calling like, you know, parents of the friends of the kids and asking if they know anything, and they don't.
That's
so
cute.
Apparently he's keeping it on the down low.
That's okay, and you should leave him alone.
So yeah, your need to know basis may extend for his whole life. So I have a friend, their son is a senior at Case Western, okay? When he was a freshman, he happened to casually mention to his mom the first name of a girl that he had taken out on a couple of dates. Tatiana, at night, mentioned to her neighbor the first name of a freshman girl at Case Western that Dario had taken out on a couple of dates. By the next morning, this friend had scoped out what her last name was, where in Ohio she came from, that she was an equestrian and a gymnast.
See, you can learn from this, Christy. That's what she's thinking.
That is very smart.
I am not giving you instructions. I'm actually telling
you
what
not to do. See, again, you're not aware of that, but you are giving her instructions.
But ever since then, Dario has not said one solid word in 3 years to his parents about any of his romantic entanglements because he just doesn't know, you know, what kind of creepy things they will be finding out. Not even the first name, not even whether he's taken a girl out on a Saturday night.
This reminds me of my son. A few weeks ago, I asked him because he is in New York City. And it's starting to open up, and I said, "So have you got any prospects of any girls to go out on dates with?" He goes, "Well, you know, the preseason's a little slow, but once the season opens up, I think we'll be in good shape."
Oh, gee. Wow!
I go back to a time in high school when Kim and me and Leslie were in the car, and we see Adam walking with three girls. Right, and as we're driving by, Leslie from the back seat goes, "That's my boy."
Oh, we were going on a bike ride, a family bike ride last night through Nunday.
Oh, nice.
And we see some girls Noah's age. He's the oldest. We see them coming, walking towards us. And Shane's like, "Hey, you better say hello to him, Noah." And Noah, I don't hear him say anything. You know, he just goes by on his bike. Whereas the little one, Maymay, we call him Maymay, he's like, "Hey, girl."
Isn't that great? I love it. Now, Deb, you had something. I forgot what you wanted to. Did you have something you wanted to?
Well, just the fact of, we talked a little bit about it earlier, about how the Monroe County court system has sort of shepherded my 20-year-old into I think that she became an adult as part of all this.
I'm
she
sure.
was a foreman on a jury the process was great.
Your daughter, obviously you've been on my boat many times with your daughter. She's more of an adult than I am, so.
She totally is.
Right?
Wait, God.
Way more than you.
Well, most people are, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a kind of low bar, my
friend. It's a low bar. It really, really is. All right, kids. There's your podcast. Share it with your friends on the socials. We'll see you on the flip-flop. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.